This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Well, there's something unique today, an outdoor job fair event going on. Tim Allen in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us what you have going on.
Well, I got together, I got to give some credit to my wife. I should say she got together with our HR person to try and brainstorm a way to get people to take a look at these jobs. And there's not much going on, obviously, with normal job fairs because of COVID. And we were looking at the big back lot outside and thought, why not go ahead and do an open air job fair?
And I think that's probably the first time I've heard of somebody doing that. But I notice that more and more as we get into warmer, nicer weather, more people that are going, well, you know, I couldn't do it this way, but I could do it this way.
Yeah, definitely a different time we're in.
So talk about what you're trying to accomplish today.
Well, we got a couple of things. Obviously, ourselves and we've got about 10 other businesses that are going to be there are looking for employees to join our teams. Part of what I'm trying to get into people's minds is, you know, the COVID thing is going to come to an end, and folks that maybe have been sitting on the sideline should probably consider being ahead of the curve getting into this instead of after the curve. They're going to be the people that have more of the leadership positions or better positions. They'll be ahead of the curve instead of behind.
So you've got a number of different companies. What time is this happening today?
We're doing this from 11 to 3 on our back lot.
And if people don't know where that is,
it's going to be 1239 Southeast Pine Street.
I know it's been it's been a challenging year for everybody, but for small businesses in particular, with all the shifts and back and forth and different things, I imagine it's been pretty tough.
It has been tough. One of the things that a lot of people don't think about is the movement of products and things has really affected being able to get new equipment, for instance. So that's driving our business a little more.
Yeah, and I know that in some sectors, people have told me about ordering things that you would normally get in a week, and they tell you or you get a message that says it'll be here in 4 months.
That is correct. If I was to order new equipment now, I'm looking probably anywhere from 4 to 6 months.
So has is that just because of a lot of places are somewhat shut down or less production was going on because of COVID?
It's a very complex thing. So it has everything to do from COVID restrictions to movement of supplies. The whole supply line is disrupted right now.
And even, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I mean, I was surprised that one thing could have such an effect. We had that one giant ship in the Suez Canal, I think it was, or that's Panama Canal.
Yeah, I believe it was Suez.
Okay. But it got stuck there. Well, okay, then and it took a few days to move it and all of that. But the backlog of all the other craft that would have come through during that time, then suddenly there were shortages all around the world of various products just because one ship, albeit a giant one, was stuck.
Yeah, it's crazy. You have one part of this thing gets disrupted and it affects everything. So think of the number of people that might put, say, a Dexter brand axle under either trailers or equipment or anything like that. It disrupts all the manufacturers.
Well, I know that one of my trips a number of years ago, there was some kind of weather issue getting into Colorado. And there was a small plane that ran from Denver to where I was going in a smaller area. Well, once it got behind, everything was messed up for the entire day for thousands of people trying to get from, you know, back and forth between this more rural area and Denver. And that's just, I mean, it's a small illustration, but everything, it kind of is built to work under the concept that everything's always going to be going at 100 miles an hour. And, you know, if you want that, it'll be there, it'll be fine. But then you have one little blip and everybody's messed up.
Right. It's got to remain in balance. If something gets out of kilter, it affects all of it.
So with the for your company, have you found that it's harder to if you're looking for employees to get folks right now?
Yes.
And what drives that? Is it if some people have just sort of pulled back because of everything going on health-wise?
I think similar to the discussion we just had, I think it's a multitude of things. So if you've got schools that aren't open, you might have parents that are having to stay home. The daycare issue has been, you know, really a a highlight that folks locally, leaders, have come together to try and resolve. They've gained a lot of ground there. You do have people that are maybe concerned about being out in the workforce because they are concerned of the disease. There's just a wide number of reasons, I think.
Well, and having kids out of my house now, I don't really think about that aspect, but I know, as it's been explained to me by educators, just the impact of, okay, if your kids are home or they were home for a period of time and you're able to work from home, or maybe you're not, and so you've got to find something. People have just been having to make a lot of shifts.
Right. I think what I would encourage people to remember is that this is going to change and be back to a more normal, you know, hopefully sooner than later. A lot of things are looking that direction. And where do you want to be? Again, if you're sitting on a sideline until they raise the flag, you're probably a little too late.
So for the event today, what time again?
11 to 3.
And a number of different companies, what should people bring with them?
We are asking people to bring a resume, but really what you want to bring is just your questions, try and get to know the people. There could be skills you have that you never thought might apply in another area. So we've got a real wide variety of kinds of employers there to try and stretch across the entire market. So just, you know, willingness to learn and ask questions and see what's going on.
All right, Tim Allen Equipment, and give folks the address again.
1239 Southeast Pine Street for the event today.
All right, Tim, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:38, the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.